I loved you back then, just like I loved everything. Loved losing all my sleep. No secrets to keep. Love smiling just a smile. Loved holding hands down grocery aisles. I know you can't erase my pain, but I still love everything about
chasing every sunrise in the back seats of cars. Hold my body a little too tight till we're the last ones in the bar.
blue heels. Yeah, I got my hair done. I'm ready to tell the world you're the one.
You're listening to University of Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, half moon over Vegas.
Is the age we live in like a soap opera?
No, but it's so.
When I'm with you, I can fly.
Listener-driven, never corporate program. This is independent radio,
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Content is everything.
Well, hello. How you doing out there? It's hot. It's hot in here. It's hot out there. It's more air out there than here. Don't seem to have air here. Not really. It looks like it. Yeah. Hold on. Let me test that out. Oh, it seems like it should be air, but Not quite sure. So, hey, welcome to the program. You know, I don't have my intro today. It's not available, so we'll just say how to survive a tornado. Go to the basement. If you don't have a basement, go to a small inner room or something like that. Etc. Lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado. Sorry. Also, this is not, I'm not sure if this this advice is strictly allegorical, right? It's not in any way. It might be good advice. I'm embarrassed to say I've never looked into that. I mean, it sounds good. If there's a tornado and you don't have a basement, lie down in the bathtub. I'm probably doing that. But I need to really specify that it is not the the position of this radio station, first and foremost, nor is it my own recommendation to follow any of that advice. I'm definitely, maybe I should put a little work into this and look into, we could maybe get someone on we've had this show for a long time. How to Survive a Tornado has nothing to do with tornadoes. I feel bad when there's a tornado, especially if someone is hurt or worse, when we're in a tornado season. And I feel like, should I mention something? And I'm like, well, no, it has nothing to do with tornadoes, so why would I? But there, I hope that makes some sense. Because, you know, it's bloody hot, and this would be the time when you're getting the weather alerts, and it's saying, you know, tornadoes are possible. Well, I suppose, right? I'm not sure what else we could do about that, you know? What do you think? 204-774-6877. You ever seen a tornado? I haven't. I have not seen one. I've been close. There was one time. Sorry. There was one time I was driving in from out of town. And I have to say that the clouds looked a lot like they were about to drop a tornado down. And didn't happen. But it was this canopy of cloud that was very very close to the highway. And it was a full-on, it was a tornado watch, in fact, is what it was. And that was very terrifying. I have a bunch of photos of that, actually, that are also terrifying. So we were going to do something, and now we're not able to do that. So I think we're going to go right into something else here on the program. How to Survive a Tornado. I mean, we could keep talking. You hear enough of me just talking about music on this show. It's probably not needed to talk about tornadoes any further, unless you'd like to do so. And if so, I'm here for that. I'm here for these conversations. How about you? Have you seen one? I've never even talked to a person that has seen a tornado. And it's kind of funny because you see this thing on YouTube where there are these tornado videos, and they're clearly phony. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Well, I've tried three different things while I've been talking to you, and none of them are working. So we're going to go right into the random vinyl. Yeah. This is a thing we do here. You know, we make it work here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Sometimes, you know, you can run into a few challenges. That can happen, but we're okay. We work through those things. And now we're gonna hear some music. And, of course. Gotta be kidding. Okay, well, we're going to do something else. I have to say, I mean, I've been doing radio here for about 30 years. I'm not sure if I've had this amount of things go wrong at the same time, but that's cause for celebration. You know, that's something to sort of savor the moment of, I would say. Okay, we may have something here. 95.9 FM. Thanks for hanging in with me there. is Le Bradford.
Downtown playing underground for CKUW 95.9 FM. We're downtown playing underground. We're CKUW 95.9 FM. CKUW 95.9 FM, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg.
Bradford from Surfers of Romantica. That was out on Eerie Materials. Out of San Francisco, although it's listed as San Francisco, California. And then the further address is the United Snakes of America. So I think it's actually San Francisco and United States of America, not San Francisco and United, sorry, did I say snakes or states? So I think what's listed on the record is San Francisco, as in like a discotheque, in the United Snakes of America, as in a snake, you know, like a cobra. But I think it's actually, they're playing around, and the label is from San Francisco in the United States of America. It's Le Bradford. You might know them from their, you know, Le Bradford were great. So many good records on Cranky. They kind of had this spaghetti western thing that they were doing right around that time that sort of was, you know, same time Stars of the Lid were putting out so many great records on that label out of Chicago. Yeah, that was interesting. It was called Underwood 5 with the numeral 5 and then IVE. You heard all 8 minutes and 28 seconds of that. Hey, we're getting back on track here on the program. And did I say that was released in the year 2000, right at the turn of this century? Yes. Nice. We haven't had a Le Bradford come up. It's the Eni remixes, E-N-E remixes of those Le Bradford songs. Interesting record. Fun to play that with you today. Kind of worked with the heat, no? I think so. Yeah, the confusion is kind of working with the heat, but I can tell you that we're getting things sort of lined up here on the program again. We ran into some we worked through some things together to start with. I appreciate that with you. But what I wanted to start with was this. Last week I was surprised by one of my very favorite bands, if not top of the list of, if you could say, what group would you want to see today? If I could go somewhere and see a group tonight, it's usually Yola Tango, but I think it's actually the Carsick Cars, because I've seen Yola Tango a lot, and I don't want to be like, oh, you know, like, well, I've seen Yola Tango so much, it's just like there's no more to offer for me. In fact, with Yola Tango, it's always different all the time. But I've only seen the Carsick Cars once, and it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And I still have such a fascination and so much curiosity about them. And now I don't. So last week we played a brand new song. It was released on the Thursday. I'm at home. I get a notice because I subscribed to them on Bandcamp, and it says new single from Carsick Cars. They're this incredible band out of Beijing on this amazing label called Maybe Mars, which I can't recommend strongly enough. And they hadn't put out a record in at least 5 years, longer, actually. I'm thinking closer to 10 years. And this came out of nowhere, and I played it. It was beautiful. And then on Wednesday night, I get a notice, another single. So it seems like they're going to be releasing these songs. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's these two, and we don't hear from them for 10 years. Or maybe come mid to later this upcoming week, we might get another song. And if so, I'll play it. Last time, I couldn't wait. I played the song like 10 times before I played it for you. It was gorgeous. This time, I haven't had a moment. Been a bit of a frantic week. So I'm going to play it for you. And it'll be the first time I hear it as well. And it was released on July 11th, which was, in fact, yesterday. Here's the Carsick Cars with their next brand new song released yesterday. It's called Stage Riot. And I think this has to be a world premiere here on the program on CQW 95.9 FM.
Thank you. fall alone, remember something about a fall from grace. Looks into the mirror, laughs, pulls the hair out of her face. The phone rings off the hook and the door pounds in one more time. Ah, yeah. Gently she tries to go back to the scene of the crime. But now on her knees, she stops. Had me a friend, couldn't tell the night from day. He was always kind of loaded, no one ever understood a single word he'd say. Well, one day he got confused, went out and pawned everything he owned. And to this very day, that man still has a family place he can call his home. He just lays me down by the sand. Lord, somebody take me by the state. Holds onto a postcard dated March 4th, 1968. And it says, man, I must have missed so much. Could you please fill me in? I say, forget all that, buddy. Let's turn back the clock. We can start again. Because somewhere the best things are blessed.
This is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Light.
really something today, isn't it?
Sure. Okay. I'm not sure how many songs we just played. I'm losing track. The format is falling apart, and maybe that's okay. Maybe we don't need these rules. T-Rex, you just heard from the Slider, Telegram Sand, 1972. It's just fascinating, isn't it? I mean, I bought this record when I was probably 17 years old, and I remember because I just heard a little bit, and I liked it. It's hard; you can't not like it. But it didn't quite hit me just how rich it was. And over the years, I've just come to hear more and more in T-Rex. It really is the source of so many things. And he was really the first to do it in the way that he did it. Fascinating individual who just died so tragically, so young. One example would be what you have in the background, Psychedelic Furs, definitely influenced by T-Rex. And what you heard was the song Run and Run, produced by Todd Rundgren. So there you go. Sorry, that's not very clear, is it? But I would just say, sure. The Todd Rundgren kind of, I think T-Rex is something that mattered to him. So the Psychedelic Furs, this record, I think this is 1982? Can't see. That's what I'm going to say. That was the first time I heard them. That song, Run and Run, is, I think, the most underrated song in their catalog. I don't know why that wasn't a single. It just has a muscle and shine to it that very few other things have. Like, you know, in this record, you just heard that song's fine, but they kind of chug along, you know? They're kind of this beatnik group. They chug along a lot. But let's listen to this again. It's so good. This is easily the best song on this record. Here we go. Psychedelic Furs. 95.9 FM CKW, How to Survive a Tornado.
Nothing goes on all the time, and she thinks it's
Aztec Camera on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. How to Survive a Tornado. That's from the Backwards and Forwards. It's kind of an EP that was out on Sire Records in 1984. Camera Obscura. Sorry. Wow. How'd that happen? Aztec Camera. Camera Obscura. Also from Scotland, have a new record out. Maybe that's why that happened. There's something haunted going on today, because I can tell you that. So you heard Backwards and Forwards, a title track from this, and again, Aztec Camera, kind of forgotten about, wouldn't you say? I don't really see it. I don't see it. I read at least three music magazines a month, and I don't see anybody talking about Aztec Camera. So it's kind of nice to play this for you today. Don't you know what I mean? And this cover,
you might as well jump.
It's great. I think it's sincere.
Well, you might as well jump.
Playing a Van Halen song, perhaps the most renowned one. Something we missed earlier, because, oh, we played T-Rex again. I had to go back to the slider and play you Metal Guru. You heard it. There's no time to talk about it. But what we missed was the Dream Syndicate earlier. I played you the title track from 1986's Out of the Gray, which was out on Mercury. What's it called? Big Time? I think so. The label. Paid 98 cents for that record at the Sound Exchange, which I think was in Vancouver. I think it's a Vancouver shop in the 80s. Okay, I'll leave you with this Aztec Camera. We'll see if there's a new Car Sick Cars song next week. This has been fun. Thank you for your patience and support. And I played the Psychedelic Furs song again, Run and Run.